Okay, we're back. Sammy and the Steen, Main Mammoths Podcast. Third episode of the night. I know you've all been waiting for it. We haven't been very good about it. But tonight you're getting all three. You're getting three in a row. Let's go. First of all, I just want to apologize to my co-host, Sammy. I did not include him in the first episode of the night. I feel very bad about it. We should have included him. And he can, I'm going to give him a platform to yell at me if he wants.
No, I'm a very even keel human. Just kidding. I'm actually really not cool with it. But it is what it is.
Let it loose.
Hey.
Let it all out there.
You know what? If Hill Dog came in with the heat, that's fine. You know?
We had Cutthroat and Nardi B as well.
Apparently, I was too far away, about 8 yards, and so that was that. So here we are. We're back in action. I am. Sometimes people call me the Grudge Master. I'm not going to do that right now because we have a podcast to run.
Hell yeah. It's all about the podcast, baby. Sammy Anastine, and it's my fault. His name comes first on the pod. I can't be doing that. It's Sammy Anastine. It's not Steen in the Sammy. It's Sammy Anastine. Sammy, what is your topic for the night?
I would like to talk about a little bit of Thursday night football. Not something you bring up every night of the week. Not something you bring up on a regular Friday, but we had an electric end to the week.
We really did.
And we have a superstar, Myles Garrett, slamming Mason Rudolph in the head with a helmet.
Unbelievable. Literally unbelievable. I was shocked when I saw it.
So I would like to bring up my biggest issue with the whole situation.
Yes.
That is Pouncey getting a 3-game suspension.
Okay. I will definitely talk about that with you.
My biggest issue is Pouncey getting a 3-game suspension. His QB just got smacked in the head with a helmet. He's coming in defense.
Hold on. Now, can I say something real quick?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there was 6 seconds left in the game, okay? 6 seconds left in the game.
The Browns won.
Right, the Browns had already won. And Myles Garrett tackled Mason Rudolph, and then Rudolph tried to take his helmet off first. Then Myles Garrett took his helmet off, ripped it off, swung it at his head. Then Pouncey started punching and kicking him in the head. I don't think Mason Rudolph is innocent here.
I agree. I don't think he's innocent. He went back at him. I'm going to 100% say that. I think he deserves at least a 1-game suspension as well.
Yeah, I agree.
But for an offensive lineman to defend his quarterback,
yeah,
3-game suspension, I think that's absurd.
But Myles Garrett got a season-long suspension.
This is Natalie Steen. We're making a guest appearance. We're going home by 11 o'clock. Okay.
Okay. Don't disregard that. Continue.
Oh, the fans, they keep coming. Sorry, where was I?
You said Pouncey coming in the defense of the quarterback.
I think Pouncey coming in defense of his quarterback is completely, I mean, you give him a 1-game. I understand.
But he literally kicked.
He kicked. He didn't land.
He kicked in the head.
Oh, he didn't land it. He kicked like a little bitch.
Right, let's not, you gotta look at it as a separate incident. If you kick someone in the head while they're on the ground, that's bad.
I do not see it as a separate incident.
Okay.
He is someone defending his player. Okay?
You have to kick to defend your player?
In that instance, yeah, I'm going ham.
I thought it was a little much.
You don't? You think that was a little much? How about the helmet slam?
Okay, and I'll give my reaction. I think that Rudolph kind of instigated it. By attempting to rip off Myles Garrett, his helmet, Garrett was like, all right, you're going to rip off my helmet? I'll fucking rip off your helmet. Now, he should have just dropped it. When he swung it, that's where it's a problem. And then he actually connected, which is a big problem. Myles Garrett can be out for the year. I think that's fine. Although, I think Rudolph should be out for at least a game. And I agree with you. I think Pouncey, a game.
Hold on.
Not more than one game.
We're getting a hog in here. Okay. Well, you know, I think Myles Garrett out indefinitely is justice.
I agree.
I think Mason should probably be out for a game.
I agree.
And he wasn't, and that's bullshit. Because he was okay, and then he went back in.
Now I'll say one thing. If Myles Garrett did that to Bane, zero game suspension.
I still don't like that. I don't like.
Hey, that's your favorite song.
Why are you over here?
Oh my God. Okay, I apologize for the fans. Yeah, I think Rudolph deserves one. I also think Pouncey deserves one.
One.
Not three.
And then Garrett deserves the rest of the season.
I do. I agree with that.
We are in full agreement of that. That's exactly what I think.
I mean, that, you know, and there's talk of assault charges.
Only if Mason Rudolph presses charges can that be a thing, though.
Yeah.
And I don't think he will. He understands it's a football. You know, it's football. You know?
Or maybe he says, hey, I don't press charges if you come to the Steelers. Because that's what I do. But, hey, you never know.
You all set? Can we switch topics?
Yeah, sure. Let's fire yours up.
All right. We're going to switch topics here. That's segment number one. And here is a message from our sponsors. Welcome back, Sammy the Scene Pod, Main Mammoth Podcast. The topic I have tonight is best fast food fries or best fast food dish. How about best fast food item? How about best fast food item? I'm going to go with best fast food item. How about that? You're not into that. Fast food.
I mean, you know, we're East Coast guys. I don't get fast food very often. When I do, it's when I'm not in a state to, you know, really be like, oh, yeah, this is good food, you know?
I'm not saying it's good, it's just what's your favorite? You got a favorite?
No. I don't have it very often.
Neither
when
do I.
When I do, I'm not in a, you know, sober place. So we don't have the good shit like In-N-Out Burger. You know, we don't have that.
I mean, we have Five Guys.
We have McDonald's, Burger King, Five Guys. I mean, if Five Guys is fast food, yeah, sure.
Pizza.
Pizza? Oh, you fucking pizza now?
Yeah, that's all fast food.
Well, I'm gonna have to think about that.
Nardi B here.
Oh, Nardi B is in the building. Holden. Hold on. Hold on. We got Nardi B.
I'm here to request that maybe it's Dean and Sammy perhaps come hang out with their friends.
Boo.
What?
You need to answer.
Wait, what was the question?
What's your best top three fast food items?
Wendy's Frosty with French fries dipped in it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Taco Bell Cinnamon Twist.
Okay.
And those are my tops. That's it.
Okay, we got two. Interesting.
They're pretty solid.
Nardi B never disappoints.
She brings the heat.
What?
She brings the heat. Oh.
You never disappoint.
Thank you. Yes, correct. Over and out. Nardi B out.
You don't have an answer, do you?
I mean, you have to tell my head.
I'm going to go. I will go.
Well, so let me tell you this.
I'm going to go.
Weekend,
okay.
The McDonald's I went to said you can only get the value or the meals, and that pissed me right the fuck off. They said, oh yeah, we're late night menu, we can only do this, and it was the meals. Fired me right up. So
are we gonna get a cutthroat appearance? Your top three fast food items.
Well, firstly, my top one right now is obviously the Popeyes.
Sandwich? Have you had it?
No, honestly, the sandwich, I haven't had it. That is the number one. So the spicy is number one. Number two, the non-spicy. So number three, probably McDouble.
I actually really love that move. All right, I'm going to get my three. This is the Steen. Steen's doing his take here.
Are you guys gonna,
yeah. Number one, I'm gonna go with the chicken tenderloin sandwich at Burger King. I love chicken tenderloin. Number two, I'm gonna go with the Baconator at Wendy's. Number three, McDonald's fries. I'm gonna spread the love, all three. Sammy.
And I'm back. Look, when I'm going fast food, I'm going value menu.
Me too.
McChicken.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna go McChicken.
Number one.
Number one, McChicken.
Love
number
bacon.
Number two, Baconator.
Love Baconator.
Number three, I am gonna say
Whopper.
No, what? Well, so my high school used to always do this.
Gold card
menu, and it was one value menu meal with another one, and so I'm gonna take that. That's the number one for me. Value menu meal.
What?
BK.
Meal?
BK.
Yeah, but which one? You have to pick one.
Oh.
You have to pick a Whopper or a chicken sandwich. Or
oh, yeah, Whopper, obviously.
All right, you gotta go Whopper value meal.
You can't go wrong. You know, you pick the Whopper meal and boom.
Got it. All right.
You got a double.
Well, that's what we got. We'll be back. Another week, another episode. Sammy and the Steen, Main Mammoth Podcast.
Everyone, you be safe and be smart. We love you.
We do love you. Tusks up, Main sucks.